Welcome to 5 Dubs by MDDC Press. I'm your host, Rebecca Snyder, the Executive Director of the Maryland, Delaware, and DC Press Association, which represents news media in our region. 5 Dubs focuses on the who, what, when, where, and why of local news media. We'll talk with the journalists about the stories behind the news. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes or on our website, www.5-dubs.com. Welcome. We are here today with Brian Compare. Good to see you. Is that how you say your name?
That's one of the accepted pronunciations.
You are
technically Compare. But
here, okay, great, thank
you.
We
go with that too.
Who is at the Daily Record, and we're talking. We're continuing our series of the best moves that MDDC members made in 2023. And Brian, tell us briefly, what was the Daily Record's best move in your mind?
Well, and I don't want to walk over our other biggest move this year, which was more in the event space. But at least from where I'm sitting, you know, digital editor for the Daily Record and a couple other of our sister sites under Bridgetown Media, redesigning the websites was the highlight of the year. I mean, just a big, I don't want to pose it as a challenge, but there's a lot of things that come with that, right? Of just figuring out what we have on our old site and what we're going to have on the new site, and making sure that there isn't, that there aren't gaps there, and figuring out what new things we're getting that, you know, require some training, require a little bit of trial and error, and just figuring out, how to make it all go. But it's really essential to be focused on these sorts of areas, right? I mean, it's, I don't need to tell you about how important, you know, digital journalism is, and you know, being intentional and specific about how news media organizations are reaching out to and retaining audience online. And from the standpoint of a company like our parent, Bridgetown Media, it made a lot of sense to make sure that all these different publications, all these different sites had some sort of consistency between them. Before this redesign, some sites were in better shape than others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as a result of, you know, different ownership histories and, you know, just different markets and everything. So it was a big undertaking.
Sure. And just like a level reset for the entire corporate structure in some ways. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Well, just to talk a little bit about what the Daily Record is and how it fits into Bridgetower Media. So I think a lot of our listeners, you know the local title that you read or listen to or engage with, but not necessarily how they might fit into a structure. And, your publisher has a lot of responsibilities for other sites. So tell us about the Daily Record and then contextualize for Bridgetower, please.
Sure. Daily Record has been around for quite some time, I think coming up on 2 centuries before too long here. But the Daily Record is kind of, we kind of embrace our identity as kind of a odd beast, kind of a hybrid, because most of the Bridgetower Media properties are either business journals, such as Rochester Business Journal, which I'm also the digital editor for, and legal publications.
Okay.
We kind of do both. And then, of course, we've got Reporter devoted specifically to Annapolis and state government, which, of course, touches, you know, business and law and all sorts of other things in between. So it was kind of funny when we were going through the website redesign process. There was a template for business sites, mm-hmm. and there was a template for law sites. And we said, we're both of those.
Did you have flexibility?
We basically went with...
did you have flexibility in pooling different components?
Basically, what it ended up being is that the law sites are less focused on visuals. You know, it's just a lot of situations where, you know, we're reporting on an interesting court case and there isn't really a visual component to go along with that. You know, it's nice to be able to have, you know, portraits of the defendant if you can, you know, talk with them. But, you know, we don't have cameras inside the courtrooms for all these cases that we're reporting on. So the business template is more of, okay, we're pushing visuals. We expect to have compelling, relevant visuals for all our stories. So basically, we kind of fit in that bucket for just how the website's going to look. But, you know, I mean, we had to have infrastructure for our legal notices, you know, public notices, you know, unreported opinions, just all sorts of stuff that the business sites didn't have to worry about. We needed to also make sure we had covered.
Right. So now how does that, can you talk about the user experience and sort of, you have a print publication, of course, the digital version. How do those two kind of fit together?
Well, we do make sure that, you know, all of our publications have a presence online as well, which we actually got a new vendor for presenting those digital editions that is a lot easier just to navigate visually. It's almost like a bookshelf kind of visual when you're looking at our special products as well, which is, you know, all of our events, our power lists, just those sorts of things. You kind of just get the covers all right next to each other. Super easy to select and navigate between the two. I'm not sure if that fully got to the core of your question there.
Are there things that are available digitally that aren't in the print publication and vice versa? Like, do you need them both together? Or are they really interchangeable standalones?
Well, we definitely want to make sure that anything in print is also online. Mm-hmm. You know, we even will tease some stories, especially on page two, where, you know, we don't have that much space that we're using for this, but we say, for the full report, go online. So we definitely want to make sure that, you know, if anybody's looking at something in print, it's, you can find it online as well. And just the way that the website is presented now, it's so much clearer. Just looking at the homepage, you know, just how everything is laid out. We've got, you know, stories kind of in, not a hierarchy, but in a layout where, okay, you've got your real estate, law, business, government, what have you, all kind of there. And we want to make sure that everything is, it's easy to figure out where everything is that you want to get to. We also recognize that most people, just in general, you know, clicking on any news story, are clicking onto our sites not to go to the homepage, but to go to a specific story that they searched for, that they saw on social media, that somebody shared with them. And so that's been a real point of focus. I mean, really this year, this is kind of a real ongoing initiative that we want to make sure to make all of our content as sticky, quote unquote, as possible, so that we can have, you know, a little grayscale box with, hey, here's other content from this author. Here's other stories, the latest from Annapolis, you know, during the General Assembly session in particular. Here's a graphic, you know, trying to expand that sort of functionality with being able to including and going beyond just photos, be able to illustrate stories in compelling ways. And so that was a big point of focus as well, of the way that the stories themselves are presented.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's so interesting, and you've been in this business for a long time, but the way people interact with the content in print versus online, you know, there's the idea of serendipity
as you're, you know, paging through a publication or flipping through the e-edition. And the way people interact with content online is very different. They're much more focused. They kind of know what they're looking for a little bit. So how does that,
right,
how does that force you to adjust your approach?
Well, I think it goes into, you know, all the stuff that I've been saying about, we want to make sure that, you know, with the understanding that most readers don't get to the bottom of a story, mm-hmm. especially online, you know, we got short attention spans. There's stuff on the side, you know, you got a billion tabs open, you got to get to, so, you know, within a handful of paragraphs, we want to be able to catch somebody to be able to go, oh, this is some of the other stuff that has been going on in Annapolis. You know, you're reading a story about, you know, an election official about to potentially get installed. And then you see a headline about, you know, enshrining rights to abortion. Right. Oh, that's something that I care about. Okay. I didn't heard about that. Click. Mm-hmm. You know,
so making
you see a lot of that with
so just having it all sort of,
yes,
at the top,
right,
so and you can see it at a moment's notice,
right? And it's you know, on the one hand, it's kind of inherently shilling a little bit, right? We're pushing the other things that we have, but I think it's with the understanding that our readers, we know our readers, and we know what they value, and we know what they want to see and what they care about. And we just want to make sure that they see what else we have out there that we're covering that we're confident that they're interested in.
Sure. So the website redesign was your best move. And I'm curious, did it work? Are people staying on the site longer? Or like, what metrics do you use to measure success here?
Great question. That's a big point of focus for us. We've been using third-party analytics tool called Parsley to really company-wide really push this and just make sure that everybody has the tools to understand, you know, what is working best on our sites, you know, and that goes to reporters, editors. We have a monthly Bridgetower media-wide call with targeted to editors, but also open to reporters, just kind of going over best practices for search engine optimization, you know, how to increase stickiness, all these things that I've been talking about. But yeah, I mean, just looking at the daily record alone, we had an 80% increase in monthly average page views from 2022 to 2023. So it's funny because we're now going into 2024, especially once we get to the second half of the year, where, you know, if you compare like this coming August to last August, that's going to be apples to apples because that was when we were on our new site. So we're very interested in continuing that growth once we get to that point. But it's a little interesting because we're going to be competing with ourselves, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So could you talk a little bit, you know, you've mentioned Bridgetower Media, which is a national company, has business and legal publications, and feel like a little smattering of like family magazines and whatnot. You've got a lot going on there. How do you localize that kind of corporate skin? Do you have the ability to customize or reflect something in your market? And how does that work?
I think probably the best way that we display that is with our events. I mean, you can even squint behind me. Yeah. Sorry, audio listeners, got a little cover of our Top 100 Women program, you know, which has really been a standout for us, including, you know, among BTM brands. I mean, going to our other nominated best move in that space, empowering women. I know Patrick in a previous episode was able to went through the whole process of how that actually was designed in a way that could be kind of emulated across the company. So we're very proud of being able to do things like that we really put our stamp on. And then, you know, I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right? If it works for other markets as well, that tells us a lot about what we're doing. One specific example I can think of on the editorial side of things is we had some pretty big news with the two trials related to former Baltimore State's attorney, Marilyn Mosby. Right. Of course, big news. And of course, we're not the only ones covering that. Baltimore is an extremely robust news town. And, you Absolutely. Know, we very much admire and respect our competitors on a story like that. But we are also very confident in our coverage and our speed and our accuracy with a story like that. And so we really wanted to make sure that, you know, all of the thousands of people who are coming to follow that story on our site could appreciate the breadth of that story and the history of our reporting on there. So that's one of the things that I would pay attention to is I went through and created an everything you need to know about these trials, about these cases. And it is a long list of headlines. And, you know, I mean, it's so satisfying to be able to see readers finding that story, which is just kind of a collection of stories. It's a lobby to get you to our actual editorial content through search. You know, being able to get people kind of across our threshold in the door that way. And this is just not the sort of thing that you need to worry about if you're thinking about a print product at all. So that is really what I'm trying to do, you know, just going throughout my days is figuring out how can we, through redesigning our website, through, you know, fine-tuning our newsletters, through social media strategies, whatever it is, through graphics and stories, provide something with our online products that you wouldn't be able to get in print. To go back to your earlier question, I mean, some of these things, you know, we'd love to be able to get some of these graphics in print, but with, you know, printing quality and just the way that ink works, you know, resolution, sometimes it's not the best. And, you know, you can't mouse over something and have something else pop up.
What I feel like it's
in
so
a print
cool.
product. So
some of the interactive things that you can do online and some of the visual data journalism is just, it's astounding. And I think it really allows you to tell a story more fully or bring different aspects in. Like, you know, when you're looking at here's your graphic on your printed page, you can only do but so much. But when you're right. online, tell me a little bit about some of the creative things that you itch to do when you're working online.
Oh man, I mean the graphics are probably the top thing just because it really is a creativity exercise where basically through this. You could probably tell at this point that the website redesign has gone beyond just changing how the website looks. You know, paired with that has been us being given the tools to create graphics, you know, where it's very open-ended, and it's been very gratifying to be able to share what we can come up with. And when I say we, I'm referring to other digital editors around the company. Some of my colleagues are extremely skilled with this kind of thing, and a lot of it can be imitated. And, you know, we can share some of these things that we end up creating, which ends up, you know, I mean, I don't want to go too hard into corpo speak about efficiency and everything, but if somebody can create something that works for everybody else, that saves me time, that saves you time, and you.
It frees you up to do other things that really matter. So it's not like they're taking your job. You're able to go deeper in other areas because of that efficiency, it sounds like.
Exactly. Exactly. And another thing that we've been given, another tool that we've been given access to is desktop alerts, which just another way that we can catch people. I mean, I know I've got desktop alerts for, you know, plenty of other news organizations that I follow throughout the day. And I'm looking at my computer all day.
Right.
I'm not looking at my phone all day, you know, a little bit here and there. But we're catching people where their eyeballs are. And that is, it almost reminds me of print in a sense, in terms of how much space you have to work with. I've got two lines, you know, you could probably break that down to picas if you really wanted to. And, you know, sure, theoretically, you have more space online for headlines and things like that. But I want to make that thing punchy. You know, I want to be able to kind of condense it down and get to, here's the core of this reporting, and make it hard to resist.
Right.
And I know that some people will go, oh, are you talking about clickbait? No.
No,
I am telling you what the story is about. But, you know, maybe if somebody, you know, some company named a new CEO, I'm just not putting their name in the headline. But I'm telling you who the CEO is. Just, you know,
right,
you just, want you to come on over to the Daily Record.
Sure. So, I mean, I feel like the world keeps changing always. And this was your best move for 2023. What's shaping up to be your best move for 2024?
Oh, that's a great question. It is early in the year, to be fair.
Still too early to tell.
Yeah, it may be. I mean, again, the biggest thing that's on my mind is what I was talking about before of, I really want to beat our stats for last year. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so intrigued of, you know, once we start getting into these months where, you know, we can compare the same month the previous year and we were on the news site. Like now I'm telling you, month after month, it's like minimum 80% increase year over year. If we can continue that when we're comparing apples to apples in terms of that, that's going to be amazing, you know, and that's something to really kind of push against.
So now what are your strategies to try and continue that growth? Because, I mean, that's a phenomenal year over year, and I'm sure you'll level out a little bit. But do you have ways that you've now become more adept at working? It feels like you've been given this new building and you've been decorating it in different ways.
Yes.
So how are you going to, like, up the ante? Are there new pillows you're putting out? Like what are the strategies that you want to employ to keep that growth going?
Well, as with any instance of, we've got a corporate structure and a lot of disparate, you know, identities under that. And we're trying to kind of get everybody on the same page. That takes time. And that is all continuing right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it took throughout 2023 to get all these sites redesigned. We were one of the first midway through last year. But it's really a matter of building these, I'm going to use that corpo word again, efficiencies of just, you know, some of these brands that, you know, my colleagues are working with did not have their web editors working in events, you know, so we're playing catch up, you know, I'm helping to share my expertise with them to get them caught up on, you know, how to create a new event, you know, like with the Empowering Women thing. It's building habits among other editors and even reporters in terms of, you know, this is happening right now. Getting everybody, giving everybody the ability to drop those boxes in their story and go, okay, you know, I'm going to give the readers of this story that I'm writing a way to get to my other stories.
Yeah.
It's putting audio listeners, I'm pointing where you can't even see across the office to a big whiteboard we have in the office where, you know, I'm putting these stats up and you kind of can't missing. And I'm putting red exclamation points when we have a, 100% increase, from the same month previous year. So it's just building a culture, it's building habits. And the more we do it, the more efficient that we're at, the more that we can share graphics and templates that we're using among different brands, the more that that we can do this. And I got to give credit to my bosses who have really been working to free up some of my time and my fellow web editors' time to worry less about sponsor obligations and event duties, that we have kind of a centralized team in BTM now that can take that off our plate, because we all see how important it is that I not have to buzz through stories that we're posting to take a glance at the headline and think about if we're, it has good SEO. I'm getting freed up to have time to make time to create graphics, to, brainstorm headline improvements and come up with things like these embeddable boxes. It's, which don't sound that impressive maybe, but they will also automatically show the latest stories like even a week from now. You know, it'll constantly show that, which is nice.
Yeah, I think it makes a really big difference. And I'm so grateful that you shared your best move with us. It sounds like it's not just the best move for 2023, but it's poised to be the best move for 2024 as well. So we'll see. Can't wait to hear more.
Could be. Working towards that.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Brian. I really appreciate you coming to talk with us.
Thank you, Rebecca. This has been fun. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to 5 Dubs with Rebecca Snyder. Please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts so that others can find us. What do you want to know about local journalism? Email me at rsnyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, at mddcpress.com. Interested in supporting our podcast and journalism? Please donate to our 501c3 Press Foundation. Find out more and see the full episode list and show notes at www.5-dubs.com.